The Scarlet Thread by Francine Rivers. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Tyndale House Publishers. The Scarlet Thread is read by Amy Lilly.
Part 1. The Call. Sierra Clanton Madrid couldn't stop shaking. She hadn't had a headache like this since prom night during her senior year of high school. Alex had come to pick her up in his father's beat-up Chevy 3 minutes before her father turned into the driveway. It was the first time in her life her father had come home early from work. She could still remember the look on his face when he saw Alex, a drop-dead handsome, long-haired Hispanic boy dressed in a rented tuxedo, standing on the wide porch of her family's Matheson Street Victorian. When Sierra heard the slam of her father's car door, she almost fainted in fear. The headache had started then, and was only compounded by the inquiring look on Alex's face. "What's the matter?" he asked. What could she say? She had told her father about Alex. She just hadn't told him everything. Words were exchanged, but fortunately her mother was there to intercede and calm her father down. Alex didn't so much as look at her as he put the Chevy in gear and pulled away from the curb. They were halfway to Santa Rosa before he said anything.
"You didn't tell him who was taking you to the prom, did you?"
"Yes, I did."
"Yeah, right. You just left out a few important details, didn't you, Chiquita?"
He had never called her that before. He didn't say anything more on the drive to the expensive restaurant. She ordered something cheap, which made him even madder. And things got worse as the evening wore on. By 10...